I'm Mike Davis on the Southern Farm Network, and last week, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers paid a visit to Ashley Ridge High School in Somerville to tour their Fox Ridge Farm. I understand, Commissioner, this is a 10-acre working farm right on the campus. Tell us about what you saw there. This sounds pretty neat.
What I saw was very impressive. You were right. Ashley Ridge is probably a 12, 13-year-old high school built on the Ravenel side of Somerville, going out Highway 165, which I know it well.
Mm-hmm.
And just behind the school, they have 10 acres. They have a very diversified farm that the kids themselves manage and operate,
wow,
along with this teacher supervision.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave me a tour a week ago yesterday, and I was very impressed with what I saw and how they presented their operation to me.
Tell us about this. I mean, this is fairly unique. I understand that there are just a handful of schools in South Carolina that have an operation like this.
There are, and we want to try to highlight those that have it and see if we can encourage and get a broader participation in programs like this. But for example, it's about 10 years in existence, with starting off with about 65 students in 2012, and now they have over 450 participating in ag programs. And in that, you get an opportunity to work on the farm for a certain number of hours per week and get involved there. That's just one of the interests that they have. And one young person on the tour gets to come from another school district to Ashley Ridge for the purpose of participating in the ag programs. So I thought that was pretty neat.
Nice.
So a lot of great things going on down there, but the farm itself, well managed. Unfortunately for them, they just probably gotten 7 or 8 inches of rain the previous week, and it showed it. But having grown up on a farm where plenty of times I would kind of walk through the mud, it wasn't anything new, and we got to see a lot of things that they're doing.
You know, an operation like this, as any farmer knows, is not cheap. And so they actually offset some of that cost by selling some of the things that they grow there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. They grow from their greenhouse operation, which was one of the first part of it. They have 3 or 4 greenhouses, get a nice revenue stream out of that. They're buying peanuts and boiling them and sell the boiled peanuts at the high school football games across, just right across the road, if you will, at the stadium. They participate in the fairs with their animals, and they take those there to the exchange fair, which is a great fair right in the Somerville area, because the Exchange Club of Charleston is one of their primary sponsors. So that's a good partnership that they have with them. So yeah, I think their budget's around $100,000 per year to operate it. So they're trying to reach out to the business community a little bit more. They actually have a 501c3 dedicated to the farming operation. So I saw big things, and I think they're just got bigger things yet in the future. And it is just real encouraging to see that type of development in the students themselves. The farm is great. To watch their enthusiasm and hear their enthusiasm about what they're doing, that might have been what impressed me the most.
And I know that that's something that is of a concern to yourself as well as many in agriculture. As we look to the future of the industry, it's not getting any younger. So to see something like this encouraging that enthusiasm, that's got to put your heart at rest just a little bit.
Yeah, I was expecting that would be the case when they set up the tour for me, and it certainly was. And you're right, it gives me encouragement toward where our next generation of farmers and farm leaders are going to come from.
Now, for those who are looking to support or assist the farm, I understand that they have set up a website to do that. You mentioned that they're a 501c3. How can folks get more information and maybe contribute or sponsor the farm?
Well, they do have their website and Facebook page, and it's ARHS, so Ashley Ridge High School, ARHS, Fox Ridge Farm, all together. com, and I think from that you could get an email address, ARHS Fox Ridge Farm, singular farm, @gmail.com. So again, yeah, there we encourage them to reach out to the community, and we want to publicize it like we're doing now, and help them just take it to that next level.
Tip of the cap to Ashley Ridge High School and Fox Ridge Farm in Somerville, raising up not only some flowers and animals, but also a new generation of farmers. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.